You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. The COVID-19 pandemic has displaced students attending universities and colleges throughout the state of Utah, and many of them are completing their last week as online students for the first time. Joining me is Utah State University's Vice President for Student Services, Dr. James Morales. What concerns you most, Dr. Morales, about this COVID-19 pandemic and how it is affecting students at Utah State University?
You know, I think the uncertainty that everyone's trying to deal with in terms of not knowing the long term and, the challenges that they face in transitioning from being in a fully immersive residential experience at Utah State to one where they're having to take their classes remotely creates a lot of anxiety and uncertainty. There's still a lot of angst related to not having the social connectedness that they're used to, in an immersive campus environment. So I worry a lot about that students are struggling to adjust, adapt, stay connected.
One of my favorite times of year at USU is the spring. It's like the payoff for those hard winters, and so many students are missing that this year.
That's right. Not only that, but sort of having closure to their year, with commencement activities for those who are graduating not being the traditional format. But I think, again, those social connections that they really enjoy as students on a college campus, we're trying to encourage them to remain connected in a virtual way, and they're sort of, they're digital natives, so they know how to do that, reminding them how important maintaining those connections are.
What about the financial aspects? I know many students depend on work study and other funding.
The university has done its very best to honor their commitments, for work study students and others who have wage hourly positions on campus through the end of the semester. And we've been able to do that. At times, a job that may have disappeared needs to be replaced by an alternate, work opportunity. But the greater challenge is in other places off campus where they're working and where jobs as a result of COVID-19 have disappeared. In those cases, students are facing at times some very significant financial challenges. And one of the tools that we created is we morphed our emergency hardship grant to a COVID-19 emergency hardship resources fund. Students can apply for financial assistance. They can also get help in getting a new job if they lose one. They can receive help if they're struggling with their housing needs. There's a whole variety of different things. Over just a short period of time, I'm talking just a few hours, we can easily get 50 applications. Sometimes they just need a couple $100s, or sometimes they just need, some groceries to get them by through the month. The average grant over the 7-year period has been about $1,300 per student. More recently, it averages about $750.
Because of the demand, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So how does a student go about applying for this help?
Go on to the MyUSU student portal, Utah State's student portal, and they can watch for an ad that appears when the application is open. The other way to do it is to just go to the Student Affairs website, and there's a special tab right at the top of the page labeled COVID-19 Emergency Hardship Resources Fund. They can click that, and it'll take them through the process. We are certainly seeing more donors. They realize the impact that COVID-19 is having on our students and they're willing to step up long before we even, began to reach out for this particular effort to help generate funds. The bulk of our funds come from private sources. We'll continue to do this, not just during the COVID-19 crisis, but beyond, because the need that students are expressing continues to grow.
That $200 million in federal COVID-19 education relief funding, is Utah State getting any of that money, and how will it be distributed?
Yes, Utah State is receiving a portion of that, the CARES Act funding, and we're very grateful for that support from the federal government to be able to help us defray some of the cost and also to support our students' needs directly. We're receiving a little over $17 million in our total allocation. And $8.7 million of that must be and will be provided to students in direct grants to help them address disruptions created by the COVID-19 crisis in their lives related to food and housing, utilities, those kinds of things. And once we receive that money, which we have not yet received, but we will funnel it through a process that gets it directly into the hands of the students for their needs.
Well, we're out of time, but we do want to bring you back to talk a little bit more about the distance learning and the impact COVID-19 has had on that effort. So we invite our listeners to join us next hour as I continue my conversation with Utah State University Vice President for Student Services, Dr. James Morales. And next hour, we'll be talking about the impacts of COVID-19 on USU and student funding, as well as support services and distance learning. Dr. Morales, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you more next hour.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're listening to Utah Public Radio.